Hi, everybody. Here we are again. Today is Saturday, and the date is December 6th, 2014. And that's if you're, I guess, in the U.S. here. So if you're somewhere else, it could be earlier or later. But right now we're in sixth day in December. And let's start with the clearing to release maybe some anxieties that you may have had, situations. I don't know. This is the day before Pearl Harbor Day again. So let's do a clearing for that. Here we go. So, remember, the time zone somewhere else is actually tomorrow. So, it's Pearl Harbor Day someday. So, let's release that energy. So, one, two, three, four, five. Well, I thought I got rid of it last year, but there's still some stuff hanging on. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's energize the light beam. So we'll bring up the male one. Here we go. So stronger. Bring peace into your room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's now do the non-gender. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now the female. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'm going to do another clearing for Pearl Harbor. And I'm sure there's stuff going on that I have never covered with the Germans, but we'll just, since it's Pearl Harbor Day, if we have any people that are Japanese listening, or maybe you have some Japanese genetics or something, you know, inside of your body, you might feel this here. So what we're going to do is I'm going to do a special clearing for the Cursus Hexus spells. So if you are Japanese listening, possibly that's in your genetics, where we'll just say, kind of like the Americans cursed the Japanese for what they've done, okay? And I'm sure it can go all different directions, too, but you know, I'm sure that the Germans got cursed, too, from what they did for other countries and things but during the war, but this one here is the main day that is remembered, more so than probably the other war days. So here we go, taking away the curse or hex or spell that was put on the Japanese people living at that time, that could be passed on to you. So here we go, releasing this energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just going a little further, I guess they called them here internment camps, I think. So if your ancestors happen to be put into a camp in the States here, possibly, then I'll release that energy too. So here we go, parents, grandparents, etc. So that could be with you. And I don't have this on the website, so maybe slavery clearing might help you with that. I don't know. But here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see if that helps you. And I guess we got a full moon coming around here. So let's release that energy. Because remember, you don't want to get mooned. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, we'll see how that works. I guess, see if our co-host is on. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm out here. Thank you very much for those powerful clearings, Ron, having to do with hexes and internment camps and all that energy of having your neighbor suddenly be seen as the enemy during World War II when the United States was attacked. So that's a big one. Boy, I'd like to see what our listeners in the chat room have to say about how they felt on that and if they were affected in any way. I see a comment here from one of our friends in the chat room. She's saying she's yawning with the slave camp clearing you did. Apparently her dad was in one in World War II, and she jerked with the hex clearing. So that some people really do feel these clearings, and they really go through, they really clear out a lot of energy. So I'll be watching for other people's comments. We do have our chat room for those who are listening while sitting in front of a laptop or a computer. If not, if you're listening to via a mobile device, that's fine. Wondered now, Ron, if you would like to say if people can call in with their questions tonight.
Remember, you have to keep it to the point. You know, that's what we kind of request, and or just get on the CLS questions too, or the chat room. That works just as easy. So remember, I can only understand about the most 10 words from somebody. So that's how I work. I'm in the moment, so I don't anything that's over 10 words. I lost it. So anyway, that's why I work with headlines. So let's turn it back over to you, Kathy, so we can have tonight. Maybe got some comments, et cetera.
Okay, great. Please, everyone, send your questions or comments to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Please keep them as short as possible and to the point. And also, if after the show you think of something you want to ask, just type on the subject line what night you will be listening or you'd like to hear it aired, and the co-hosts will do their best to get to it and air it for Ron to answer for you. So I've got the CLS questions open right now, and there's a few questions here for you, Ron, and also some requests for some sample healings, which we'll get to in a little bit. But these questions were here first, so let me get to them. Someone asked you about when they're doing, when they're trying to be writing, they're trying to do some writing, and they feel like they've got some writer's block, and they're kind of new to CLS, and wanted some suggestions for writer's block, which I think he's just creativity clearing or something like that. I think he's just blocked.
Yeah, you might even, the education clearing helps a lot if you wanted to get in and do that one. That's what it's designed for, is to take away program patterns and belief systems. Remember, education is kind of, you know, that's how you learn, through education. But sometimes what you learn may have blockages put into it that are subliminal, and you won't even know about having a blockage. So, you know, that's kind of why we have that clearing up, to give you a lot more availability and maybe room to move, in a sense, mentally, to understand what you're doing or know that there's another way to do something. You may just do the mind to heart drop, and that will take all those thoughts which may be blocked in you, and then from there you may be able to come out of that. And, you know, if you need to get back into mind energy, you could do so. You might be able to use mind to heart drop to stay in the now, and then have your spirit help you with what you're doing also. So, you know, there's two ways to look at it. What we're used to using is mind all the time, and in the new way, that maybe people have not discovered yet, is, you know, to do it, you know, in the present moment, that's when you lose time and you get a lot more creativity from yourself and your spirit. So, you know, I have to kind of talk both ways. Otherwise, some people, just it won't get across to them, and they won't know what we're talking about, and they may not be able to do and stay focused or to get out of the mind energy. So, you know, the main thing is to calm the mind down so you can start over again. You know, you may do a timeline crash. I'm just kind of thinking here for, like, having your mind stutter, you know. So, you know, stuttering, and there might be some people who are out there who stutter, but, you know, that's probably because you're getting the information too fast and you cannot bring it forth out of your mouth because that data stream is too quick, so you're stuttering, trying to grab words to say. Whereas if you just slow down, you know, and start to breathe or something, you might be able to say words and it may work perfectly. Well, the mind can have the same problem. You could be getting too much data, and that can make you or turn you into like an overload. And you may not be able to, you know, pull your job off because it's coming in too fast for you. You can always ask it to slow down too. Kind of think of it, maybe just do a timeline crash for your mind, not connecting all the dots for you. And that would get rid of that energy that would prevent you from having, in a sense, we'll say a clear channel, you know? So, and I'm using the word channel. In the old days, when they had, I think, mainly for FM, I mean for AM, I think, they used to call it clear channel radio. You may remember this. They don't talk about it anymore. But what it means is that they would have typically repeaters and things out so that it would be the same station transmitting the same information, and nothing was there to block that particular frequency, the channel frequency. So yeah, I think KFI, if I'm not mistaken, I think KFI was a clear channel station in maybe Los Angeles, which means you could pick it up all over Southern California. And because there was no other station there. And if you get out to your AM radio sometimes, or even FM once in a while, you can be in a remote location and you can actually hear two different radio stations coming on at the same time at that same frequency. So that could be happening to you with your mind. Okay? I'm just trying to do an analogy here. And so the clear channel would indicate that nothing else is there but that data. So nothing can interfere with you. So you may want to do that. I'm not talking about channeling, you know, where people connect with some spirit outside of themselves and get into the beyond, and they use your body, control your body, and everything else, which can bring you negative effects. So anyway, I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy, see if you need to clarify more than what I said here. I don't know, but, you know.
Well, that was good.
Okay.
But you suggested timeline crashing for this person, but what they would put in the description box would be the words maybe mental interference or timeline crash, my mind being unable to connect the dots.
Yes, uh-huh. Or information overload.
That's good.
Okay.
I think we all get that lots of times. Information unload, overload, and unable to express.
Yeah, and, I'm just thinking that, you know, possibly you got inspired in one of the 10-minute segments when you're, operated and controlled and manufactured and created by an alien race. And then the next alien race takes you for the next 10 minutes, and they don't have a clue of what you've been doing. You know, that could be a problem too, you know. And you go, oh, it's time for a coffee break. I don't know what I'm doing here, you know. Well, they don't have the data, you know. That could be pretty disconcerting.
Yeah, this is a common problem for people who at work, you know, you're under pressure to write or perform, and if you're blocked, then
yeah.
That is.
What I wonder what happens when a doctor has that and you're in surgery. Oh, geez.
Yeah, they have other team people on the team that really cover for them lots of times. But what if you're a solo practitioner or something, or you're just, you know, doing your own job at your desk and you're kind of on your own? A lot of people are independent contractors, so that would be tough. But it would be very handy and good suggestion to do a timeline crash on helping to kind of like clear out your mind or clear information overload. Wow, that's a really good one.
Okie dokie.
So next question is, okay, so today we're going to the Creation Light Ship tonight, and so this person's been enjoying that experience and has also been listening to the archives from in the past, and she heard you say that after returning from the light ship, we would still be surrounded by the healing energy for 5 days, and we could ask for additional healings during this time. So she's wondering, will that still continue?
Right at all. Maybe they heard something different. No, you're not. You don't have energy for 5 days from the light ship. You could. Your body could have energy around it that it's storing, but you're not going to be on the light ship for 5 days and ask for healing, no. On the 8-hour conference calls that we have, you're in quarantine, and you are, you know, there on the light ship, outside of it, you know, in quarantine, but not, you can't request healing during the month, only when you're on the physical calls, so.
Yeah, during the live calls, either Saturday, Wednesday, or on the weekends. So I think she understood it to be healing energy, not necessarily that she was going to be on the light ship, but she can only ask for healings during the time you're on the actual calls.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I may have specified one of those could have been on an archive where I maybe did that one time, but that's not if it's not stated during the show, that's not true. You're only getting energy right now while this show is on.
Oh, great. Okay, well then, she's listening and carefully, and she's saying that she knows her spirit remains in quarantine between the Sunday calls when she's on the teleconferences. You know, the physical rejuvenation is what I'm referring to for the listeners who aren't familiar with that. And she says she believes you said that more pieces of our spirit are being collected while we're in quarantine.
Yeah, that is correct. The 5 days may have been five times. So you can use, you are on one show, we say you're a brand new listener and you hear an emotional clearing and now you want to show it to a friend, then you can use that five times or go on to it five different times, and then at that point it will no longer work for you. So I'm giving people the availability to actually have their friends come on also so they can show them what the show is about, and you can have a healing for yourself five times. So that's, and then after that it will not work. So it doesn't matter if you listen to an archive last week or you go back and pull one out in 2007 or whenever, it's five times for that specific type of say, emotional or pain or whatever type of healing we've done, you can use it five times, even on other shows. If we listen to a show or you're listening to one and you hear one like in 07 and one in 09 and 12 and we do an emotional healing for each one of those shows, it will work, but only five times for whatever you're listening to. So back to you, Kathy.
Five times, okay. So now, are there other ways she can ask her spirit to receive healing or benefit between the light ship teleconferences?
Well, that's, you can always ask your spirit any time for what it can help you with, but your spirit can only help you as much as it's cleared off. So if your spirit has energy on it dealing with, say, anxieties, and you're trying to help your spirit heal you with an anxiety, it's contaminated because it's not going to be able to really do too much. It may help. You know, you can always ask your spirit for assistance. But the reason why you're here is because the mind energy brings you into the darkness, and that darkness that you're creating and thinking about gets put onto your spirit. And so you really, it's very difficult to have your spirit help you because it's contaminated with all this genetic stuff that you actually brought forward and are dealing with. So that's kind of what happens. Unfortunately, a lot of practitioners think, and you might even think yourself, that your spirit's this wonderful, very, very powerful, godlike being, we'll say, and it has all this energy. Well, if it had all that that people talk about, how wonderful you are, it wouldn't be here, and it would take you with it. But it's stuck here because of all the densities that people bring on and contaminate their spirit with, and you're stuck here. That's the whole process of getting unstuck. So your spirit is actually, to be honest, very wimpy. Remember, when you get hurt, your spirit's out of here. It's not going to help you. Any kind of pain, adios amigos, it's gone. It's outside of your body waiting for your body to handle its own problems. And then when the pain comes to a certain level to where the spirit is willing to come back in again, then it will come back into you. It could be a couple of days even. And so, you know, you have to realize that your spirit is a conduit for your healing and can only help you as much as it's not contaminated. If it's contaminated, it can't do anything for you because it'll be wallowing in what you're dealing with, and it has no way out. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you for that great answer. And in order to clear us from those energies that our spirit is stuck with, and to help us to clear off the contamination, Ron has suggested on his website, creationlightship.com, on the welcome home page, there's a series of healings on the far left side, and there's some recommended healings that are very effective, and we talk about them a lot on all the shows and all the archives. I'm sure this listener is well familiar with them. I'm saying this for the benefit for anyone who's new and really found this question intriguing and also learned a lot from the answer. So there are the solutions on the website, creationlightship.com, and the online healings that you can benefit from between visits to the Creation Lightship with Ron during the live teleconferences. So next listener question. This is from one of your listeners, Ron, in Norway. And she's going to listen to the archive for the answer because it's so different time over there, late, I guess. And so she really appreciates it. She wants you to know in advance. And she says that she says she has a condition, and if she can't get rid of it, you mentioned that she should go back and timeline crash the disease when it first occurred, the date. And so she says she's done lots of timeline crashes, other clearings, and the condition remains. So she was looking for a little more information. Should she timeline crash year by year with a condition name or month by month?
Well, what I would do is go back like she's probably doing. You want to start at the original conception of your situation, okay? And timeline crash that because that came into your reality. Now, very possibly, you have other situations that you've seen outside of yourself before your own particular situation occurred. So if you can think of any of those could be one of the main anchors to bring it into your manifestation. So you may want to even go back further if that's a possibility. But you want to get rid of the original cause, so you rewrite in your history, and then timeline crash it, and see where you are with the energy, okay? Do the timeline crashes, maybe do 100 or so timelines. you know, if you've had it for a while, you know, just do quite a bit at first to see if you can get rid of that initial impact on you. And then from there, you just continue doing the timeline crashes to current. Now, this is maybe a 10-year process of when you've had this situation. That could take quite a while, but that's what you need to do. And what I would do, let's just say that you have this situation that started 10 years ago, and you know that that car accident gave it to you. We'll say it did something to your neck, and your neck's been hurting for 10 years. And what you might do then is look and see what happened. Okay, so this person did it to you, okay? You know, you know, the person ran a red light, we'll say, and hit you, and you got a neck trauma. So now, what's going on there? Okay, well, let's go back further. Who was that person? Were they in your soul family? Was that a soul family contract for them to hurt you? So you may want to look at that. That's, you know, one way to look at it. And get maybe somehow they were using a spell on you or something, or they were under a spell. So get it off of that person because it's still there. They imprinted you with those mind energies. Maybe the person who hit you, will say, in that car accident was watching you, and you know, they're seeing you bouncing inside of your car, and they're fully conscious, and they're putting all this energy out to you, not really realizing it. So now all of a sudden you got their energy mixed up with yours. Remember the dog bite we have on the website, okay, on the top, on one of the BBS shows. And so you want to get rid of their energy. Now maybe you somehow had a doctor's appointment, you know, every month since then. Well, timeline crashed those dates. Because each time you go in there, you know, what are you really hoping for, you know? Are you hoping for good news on each one of those? Well, after 10 years, there's probably no good news. They're just going to say, well, yeah, you still have this, you know. Thank you very much, and go pay the lady over here. And, you know, and you may even be connected to your insurance company. Remember, some people paid for insurance for a long time, and now they can't wait to get into an accident because they want to now get their money's worth, okay? It may sound funny and stupid, but this could happen. And so you go, wow, now I can really get them, you know. I paid into this, and now I can finally get some relief and get my money value out of my insurance. So that could be tying you into that. But I would timeline crash, you know, something with going into a doctor's office, and maybe each time you went in there, there's other people who had a neck problem, and those entities hopped into you. So now you got entity problems, okay? And, you know, it can go on and on, but, you know, I'm trying to give some suggestions here. You want to clear this stuff out of you. And remember, even doctors say that the worst place to go to is a hospital. Hello, why is that? Well, it's kind of obvious. You know, on an energy level, you get contaminated 100% by whatever's in there when you walk in that door or even get into the parking lot. And then from there, you know, you have all the diseases floating around there. It's not being eliminated, but I won't get into that. But mainly it's the mindset of people. You know, you're not going to a place that, you know, everybody's smiling and happy, you know. So, or being in the moment and not worrying, you know, that's a place you're going to pick up a lot of the worry energy from people and may get that in the hospital. No? So, anyway, that's kind of what I would suggest. Just keep doing timeline crashes. If you have a situation, definitely do the body jumpstart program. There's a bunch of clearings on there. We have our special event coming up, you know, on the 22nd. So that could be one you may wish to join on too. But being over where you are might be a challenge, maybe for working, et cetera, for that time zone difference. But anyway, if anybody else has any suggestions, if you could please put it also, you know, in the chat room there, what they might need, that would be helpful too. And then also see what your psychic billboard's saying, you know. You know, if you have that neck problem, you know, then that's where you're living. You're living with a neck problem, and it's in there. I got a neck problem. Please feel sorry for me, you know. I like sympathy. And, you know, that could be on there, too. You want to get out of that. So back to you, Kathy.
Great answers. Okay, some comments from CLS Questions, and someone's thanking you for the pain clearing you did last week. The pain left in the middle of my back, he writes, and I had been suffering for 2 years. My life has changed so much for the better since I found Creation Lightship. That's really nice. Yeah. Ron, at this time, we have some listener requests for some healings that are, you know, kind of particular to them, I think, but I'm sure everyone could benefit. One is grief, one is emotional shock, and someone had some trauma. Would you like to roll those into one?
Yeah, we'll do grief. So grief could be, you know, that could be anything. Typically, I would think somebody lost a loved one or something like that. So here we go. A grief clearing, so think of your situation. And here we good. Go. Used to be a phrase, good grief. Oh, probably not used today, but I remember hearing it. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, trauma. So that could be anything that you're dealing with. Trauma can go all different ways. Could even be trauma with a car accident. That's probably maybe what they're talking about is some type of body trauma, I'm guessing. So here we go. So think of your trauma. And one, two, three, four, and five. That's something for more recent. And then there are people who have their pet traumas. So it's not necessarily a pet, but they like to wallow in that trauma, telling all their friends about it, you know? And so we'll do one for your pet trauma, your favorite trauma that you pull out of the bag to lure people in, okay? So they can feel sympathetic toward you. Here we go, your pet trauma. Well, most of you maybe don't have this, but there might be somebody listening who may need this. So this is like the extreme anxiety clearing, but it'll be for trauma. I don't have an extreme trauma clearing, but we'll see if we can get rid of that one thing that's, you know, your name to fame here, you know. So here we go. One, releasing it. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And then did we have pain, a pain clearing that we need to do also, another one?
It would be good to do a pain clearing before we go to the Creation Lightship, yes.
Okay, so here we go, pain. So focus, look at your pain energy, wherever it is in your body. It could be a past pain. Like I said, it's still with you if you didn't clear it. It could even be a birth trauma pain. So let me do birth trauma pain. Interesting. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So I was kind of focusing on you being birthed, okay? So let's do women now who have birth trauma for giving birth. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy. Ugh. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That feels a little better. I'll do it one more time. Maybe somebody had twins or something. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's see here. I guess I should probably stop there. I was going to do one for women who have given birth up on ships for aliens, not realizing that. I don't know if that would be a good can of worms to open up or not. We'll see. I can do a a birth trauma for that, but that might be too heavy, so maybe I won't do that. So back to you.
Yeah, I know you've done that before. We'll see if we get any listener comments in the chat room. Meantime, there's another question that's been in the CLS questions inbox, and here it is. This person's running the alien all-parallel lifetime removal clearing that you have and is wondering if 20 minutes is long enough.
No. No. I would do that for probably 10 hours. Not 20 minutes. No, because you're dealing with a lot of stuff there. Run it for about 10 hours or maybe
10 hours per issue.
Per issue, yeah. Yep.
Yes. Yes, because it is parallel lifetimes. Okay, next question. And this is about the alien race reptilians. This is kind of an abstract question. I'm just kind of wondering if some relatives are actually reptilians that we may have an artificial connection or love for that can cause us problems.
Wait a minute, I got to get my mind around that one. Oh, is the question?
They may have some relatives who are reptilian.
Okay, that means that you're reptilian. Okay. The
relatives. Well, their relatives are. They turn out to be reptilian.
That means you're reptilian. So.
Yeah.
Want to know if reptilians love each other? Is that what the thing is?
Well, this person thinks they may have an artificial love for this person that can cause problems. I guess it's asking about if the love is artificial since they're reptilians.
Well, anything in love, switching it over, anything in love is duality. So, you know, my way of thinking, what I'm hearing is like, do two lizards love each other when they have sex or something, you know? I don't know, you know? And
mm-hmm.
You have, I don't know what to say on that one, you know? It's very abstract, you know, but could you care, and now it is, could you care for a reptilian person, I guess, you know? So automatically your relatives are reptilian, which means you have to be a reptilian because they're genetically tied to you. So now, are you going to be looking for a reptilian mate? Very possibly. So I would say yes, because you're looking for your own species, okay? So hopefully I answered that correctly. So if you are reptilian listening, then you're probably going to find humans not maybe being as delightful to you as a reptilian person. And then you have to wonder if the reptilians out there, you know, are going to want to eat humans. So it would be kind of strange, you know, if you're human and you wake up some morning and you find your arm missing, you know, and you wonder what's going on, you know. Yeah, but anyway, I won't go into that. But, and, you know, I don't know if all reptilians do eat meat, but, or, you know, or people. Typically, you have to look at the lifestyle, what we have on this planet. For reptilians, you know. Some could be maybe vegetarians, maybe, possibly, I don't know. But I guess if you are reptilian listening, then and if you don't find humans satisfying you as far as just being, being able to socialize, we'll say, then you need to find a reptilian. As you're looking for your same type of gender, to meet up with. So hopefully I answered that correctly or way to answer it. So back to you, Kat.
Yeah, okay. Ron, in the CLS questions inbox, someone was asking for another twisted body clearing that you've been doing over the last few programs. And maybe you could...
Well, we did a couple of programs with that. I'd just say go on the archives. Remember, if you already did it twice, then you got three more times to go with a particular body or the body that we selected. And if you like it a lot and you feel better, then get the clearing. And the best way to get that, I'd go on the Body Jumpstart segment, because that will help you out, because you get so many other clearings with that. So that's what I would do, is the Body Jumpstart. That's included in that package, the healing bundle.
Great, Ron. One of your listeners is suggesting that the magnetic twisted body clearing would be maybe helpful for the listener from Norway who's done timeline crashes on her condition in a way to help her along.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, and then she could listen to the archive too, couldn't she, that you did? You had that clearing of the magnetic twisted body, which is taking the body out, a spirit body out, putting it back in, out and in, out. And then you did it on 12-1, 12-3, and I think even last night, 12-5, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe that sounds correct to me, yes. Uh-huh.
So maybe you could just find those archives, find that point in time, and then on their media player, they could play that particular session that you, where you said that over and over and over for some relief.
Yeah, the in and out, you could use that clearing whenever you need to. That's no problem. But the other one with where we're taking and moving the bodies around and stuff, that one only works 5 times. But you could use the in and out as much as you like there, because it's a much-needed clearing for everybody to get your spirit more into your body properly. That's what it's for. So that one could be used whenever you would like to do that. But the magnetic twisted body one, where we're actually taking the body, one of the bodies, and we give a number on it and move it, that one would be one that you probably want to get on the Body Jumpstart and do that.
Great. That's a big help. The Body Jumpstart. Okay, let's go back to the CLS questions inbox. And, so earlier you mentioned doing timeline crash, and someone's wondering if they should do timeline crashes and space timeline crashes at the same time on different computers.
Yeah, you could do that, but you're normally not lost in space that much, but you could. You know, typically I'd say, 5 to 10% of the time you may be not brought back here because you're floating in space. So, you know, you could do that. You could even pick some times that maybe you, if you can remember, where you really didn't feel too well. Maybe you got lost in space. Still out there lost in space. So, remember, you could be lost in space, for 30 years. Hopefully the aliens didn't find you. And you could be out there, trying to reconnect or just wondering where you are, maybe. Ducking and covering on some planet, hoping you don't get taken. So that's what that clearing does. So if you do have a situation, maybe even if you got startled or scared or frightened completely, you may be lost in space from that. So you want to do a timeline crash for that situation and also do the space time. But, yeah, you could do them on different computers if you wish. Nothing wrong with that. But I don't think doing it that often or a space-time crash is really needed, but it won't hurt anything. Like I said, you're probably lost in space 5% of the time, maybe at the most 10, where you didn't come back here from a given situation. Okay? So you're not, rephrasing that, you're not lost in space because you did a timeline crash on a situation. Okay? If you never did a timeline crash on a situation, you can still be lost in space for that situation, okay? I hope that clarifies it for people, thinking that maybe you do a timeline crash and you need to do the space-time because you are lost in space because of that. No, you can be lost in space anytime out there. Take drugs, you can be lost in space, okay? So if you're a pot smoker or something and you're on pot for 5 years, maybe you smoke now, you better do those lost in space clearings because you're out there. Very, very damaging. That's why people who normally you see who smoke lots of pot, their eyes are all glossed over. They're lost in space. And if they're stolen by the aliens, they'll never be able to have their spirit ever again. It's lost in darkness. So there we go. Back to you, Kathy.
Well, thank goodness for the space-time clearing. Boy, think of all, how many people were listening were raised in the 60s and 70s when there was a lot of pot going around. Okay, well, Ron, it's 48 after the hour, and we would like to go to the Creation Light Ship. I'm sure we've got some requests in the listener chat room. And also, being that this is the first Saturday in December, usually you host or treat us to a birthday party with the light beings.
Okay, yeah, that's good. So I'll have maybe people can indicate to you, Kathy, what room they'd like to come in, and we'll go into maybe a half a dozen rooms here. So this only works live on this program. If you're listening to an archive, then naturally you're going to feel peace energy. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And they'll be nurtured also. And here we go. And you want to request one particular healing that you're dealing with, you know, a situation of some sort, and it's normally physical. Oh, here we go. Let's go up to the light ship. I'll count to five. And you're going to feel, you're going to be bilocated. So you're going to feel the energies around you not connected to you. Just like you're all by yourself and you're just seeing, watching movies, okay, a movie set, because you're not going to be attached or corded to the energies here on this planet. So you're going to be completely in peace. So here we go. Going up, one, two, three, four, five. And here we go. And our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with us. I do see some rooms here, so let's first do the birthday so we don't forget that. So for those of you born in December, birthed in December, you got two different birthings, you know, the B-I-R and the B-E-R, both the same thing, but they spell it different. Anyway, I won't get into contract law about that, you know, who you are as a vessel. But anyway, here we go, going... Went into the hot tub room. You're in water now, and the water has a green gel. So here we go. Here's this energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's now go into the next room, and we'll go into the birthday room. So here we go. I want to get the energy off of you. So we're going to go into the purple gel now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Now you should feel a lot better. And now we're going to go into the food court. So this is brand new to you. The light beings do have food that they eat, depending on what type of light being they are. Most of them just use energetics and don't eat anything. But if you do like, you know, to eat food, the food there is very nutritious. You're not eating plants or animals. But it will look like, for humans here, like us, it'll look like what we're used to seeing. So here we go. Let's go to the dessert counter. And I like getting the German chocolate cake with the hot fudge and the ice cream and the drizzle and the nuts and the cherries and everything else on it here, the size of a pencil eraser. So you get out your magnifying glass. It looks like you have a big plate in front of you. And it'll be coming into your mouth right now. Whatever you want to have, you can. It'll be created for you instantly. If you don't want to have dessert, you can always have... you know, some type of soup or something, but actually we're probably up there having desserts. So here we go, having our first dessert going into our mouth, and we have it now. And you may find your mouth watering or changing saliva a little bit. And you can have seconds and thirds if you want. Normally you're going to start feeling full instantly here. And we can also go into the room. If you want to feel what it's like to just be energized by the golden plate, so we'll go there right now, and we'll have the happy birthday being sung by the light beings. So let's go into the room to get energized with the golden plates, putting one hand on each golden plate in front of you, and also there's some plates for your feet, so you may feel your feet buzzing a little bit. And now we're going into the next room, like a little phone booth, and it'll give you what you need to have right now in this moment. Remember, everything works in the present moment. So the light works. It doesn't go into the past or the future. It's in the moment. So you're getting energized right now. And now we're going to, and you can, right now, since you're being energized, you can request a healing on the golden plates right now if you want. Energy will probably go there too. Maybe some kind of problem with nutrition. We'll just keep it real general here, and you can concentrate on that just by requesting that. It'll go there instantly and help you. So here we go. We're done with that now. Now we're going to the Light Being Choir, and the other light beings are there, singing happy birthday to everybody. And you may actually feel and sense the harmony of the singing and the music going through your body right now as it does healing on you. No? Okay, so let's go into the next room. And we already been in the hot tubs being detoxed. Oh, we want to go into the room with the butterflies. And we'll go into the room with the goats. So here we go, two different rooms. Request your one particular healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you can pet the goats, you know, that's fine. They're doing the goat thing on you, whatever that would be. Doing healing. And butterflies are probably just flapping their wings around you. And here we go. I'm going to go into the room where the pink dolphins are. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll go into the room where they'll do a real quick, fast facial on us here. And the females are doing this. We'll also go into the cancer cell release room. Here we go. So bringing the energy to you. Request your one particular healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we're going to where they have deer. So here's the deer room. So one, two, three, four, and five. I'll do one more room before we come back here. And I think we'll go into the room with the floating magnets. This helps to release pain. So here we go. Pain release room and floating magnets, two different rooms. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I think I'll go into a room that will help us release maybe water, extra water in our body, okay? And we're storing extra water. Well, here we go. Let's go into that room. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. We'll be coming back from the light ship now. So we're coming back down. I'll count from 5 to 1 backwards. And normally when I hit typically 3, you're going to feel the energy shift around you. And you're going to realize that now you're here more so, maybe a little heavier. Start to feel things attempt to cord you around you. So here we go. Coming back down. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we're back. And if we could just talk briefly about our special healing that's on the 22nd, Kathy, if you maybe want to say a few words about that, that'd be great. That'll be on a Monday after the BBS program. So
yeah, last night Ron announced a new teleconference he's come up with. It's called the Internal Body Organ Restoration Teleconference, and it's to offer light codes to heal our internal organs. They're actually going to infuse them with healing codes. So if this sounds new to you, it's because it is. Ron's never done this before, and so he's offering it to us for just this one time for now on Monday, December 22nd. So if you plan ahead, mark your calendars. You've got a little time to plan for it. That will be $50. And it's a special price. So we really appreciate that, Ron. You'll need to register in advance. And you'll be able to do that through Ron's usual Creation Light Chip donation PayPal links that are on the Welcome Home page. just use the donation link, set the amount for $50, and then once you get your receipt, please forward it to clsquestions@yahoo.com and put December 22nd conference in the subject line, and then that will be sent directly to Ron for him to take you on the registration list. Then you'll be officially registered. And then you will get the telephone number to call in plus the PIN, which you'll absolutely need. So please, once you've registered through the PayPal link, continue on by forwarding that receipt to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and then you'll be you'll get a response with your the phone number and the PIN. That way you'll be ready to go, and plus there will be instructions and a little bit of details for you so you can get ready for it. So it basically, Ron, you've arranged it so that it's going to provide healing to the human body's main organs through the light beams, right? As I understand
yep,
it?
That's correct. Uh-huh. So it'll be different than any other call. So it'll be very nice. It's very very awakening, and you feel your body should feel like it's at peace on the inside after the call. So sometimes people know they have something going on. They don't feel right. It's kind of like a car, you know. Your car is kind of missing a little bit, and it doesn't seem to run right. Or maybe your tires are getting kind of old, and new tires, your car runs much easier down the highway. And with old ones, they tend to, your car kind of shakes a little bit. And you know that something's wrong, but you can't really put your finger on it. And this kind of may help you out to feel more more at ease with your body, and your body will have some special healing done to it. So that's the way the call will go.
That sounds so good, Ron. I just do want to mention, if someone wants to really take action right now and register, they can simply go to the link that is provided on the CLS regular chat box, and that's our wall. The chat room wall, that's where the light beam picture is. And there's a link there, and also the PayPal link with a little bit more information. So also, if you do not have availability to get onto that CLS chat, which you can do even if the show's not in progress, and you just simply like to write to clsquestions@yahoo.com and ask for the information sent to you, and then you can sign up that way, too, because the information will contain a link to the PayPal donation tab. So that will make it very easy for those who don't want to, who don't really use the chat room and don't have that link saved on their computers. So there's two ways to register, either through the CLS chat or through the clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also, Ron's going to provide a special favor of all kinds of healing waters, like he does during the 8-hour teleconferences. But this is going to be a lot of water, so this will be fantastic and really provide some thorough healing and cleansing of the body. So we really do appreciate that, Ron. Anyway, so like I said, it's $50 per person, and also... Ron, did you say last night that the listeners have to be present? It has to be an active participation for the call?
Yes, that is correct, yes. So I can't do this absentee. It needs to be just like the light ship healing that we have, tonight. You have to be on the call physically to have this work for you.
Okay, great. So that'll be in the instructions, too, probably. We should include that there. So it'll be clear for everybody. And so feel free to invite your family and your friends and yourself. And it's $50 per person. Okay, so the next physical rejuvenation healing intensive for the 8 hours will start on Sunday, December 14th. And continue on to the 21st and then the 28th. Those are the last three Sundays in December. And then we'll have, before that, Ron always starts us off with an Ascension preparation call on, that'll be on Saturday, December 13th, for those of you who plan ahead for these Ascension preparation calls. It's a lot like what we just did tonight, which was like a sample to go to the Creation Light Ship and ask for healings. It's very interactive, and the times and the prices are available on either the CLS chat intro page, or you can go, always, to creationlightship.com home again page and click on upcoming events, and you'll get a calendar and a schedule and the prices. So anyway, that's all coming up in December. It sounds like it's going to be a very healing month if we can participate on these things. And by the way, I did not mention that teleconference for the body restoration will start at 6 p.m. Pacific time, those who are marking it on their calendar. That will be approximately 1 hour after the BBS program we have on Mondays, which will be from 4 to 5, and then from 6 till approximately 8 p.m. will be the teleconference. So that will be a good Monday day's clearing. Okay, so Ron, I think we're good with the announcements for now. Are there any other healings you'd like to do before we close? Or can I take offer one more question from the CLS questions?
How about a question? That'd be good.
Great. Okay, so now we mentioned slavery before, and someone's asking how... It's a good question. How to live life here without having to be a slave? For example, needing to work for a living. Good one, huh?
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. Boy.
Big one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But the slavery clearing you mentioned, that clears the energy of slavery. And maybe you could talk a little bit about that, because even though we're clearing that energy, we're still... you know, doing things we don't really want to do, right?
Oh, everything that you're dealing with in life here, you know, to be, you know, realistic, is alien programs. And so to the New Time listener, they may not really understand that, but the aliens gave you mind to think with, so that's one way. There are systems that they put in place here through people, you know, brought in, you know, your learning abilities of school and stuff. So that's all alien stuff, in a sense. So whatever you do here, there's always an alien agenda underneath it. Unless you get into the moment, then all of a sudden you're freed up. So you're a slave until you get into the moment. That's basically the bottom line. And then you're living outside of time. So time is an alien energy to control you. They control you with time. And they can take... you know, and you can notice when you see these special times of like 11:11 or 1:11 or, you know, anything, 2:22, anything that's like that, or numbers that you see all the time when you look at your clock, because you're not really wanting to know what time it is normally, okay? You just happen to turn your head and your body, you know, is searching and your eyes are looking for those numbers, and because the aliens need to know if you're under their spell, under their mind control program. You know, the other way they could say, you know, come into your voice, like you hear from, you know, going into a grocery store or something and you hear an announcement, but they're not going to say, hey, Jane, are you under my spell today? Do I have you connected to the program? And you're not going to say, oh, yeah, I'm under it, you know. You're not going to, they don't have that, you know. So the only other way they can do that is for you to look at numbers. And since we have digital stuff now, and they're running digital energies in you, it's very simple because we have now the digital clocks in your car and stuff, you know, unless you have an analog. An analog might be harder to validate. The digital ones will be. So anyway, that's what those numbers mean. I'm sure there's spiritual people out there, teachers, that will say they mean something else, which is another alien agenda. So if you do understand or believe that 1111 means something maybe better or different than 222, well, then now you know that you're really under their spell because you've got all this crap memorized. Okay, so wake up, you know. So anyway, And then you may say, well, I was given this information by Archangel Michael or so-and-so, you know, or something out there, which is the light of the darkness energies. Remember, light is in the moment. Light does not talk, does not communicate. Source energy doesn't do that because it would be judging itself, and judgment is only in duality. So if you're listening to this program and you kind of don't really get it, just know that light does not have a vocabulary, and light has absolutely no judgment. It's only peace. And once you understand about peace, and you do the mind-to-heart drop that we'll be doing next here, then you know that, wow, what I've been told in my whole lifetime has been a complete lie. Now you have to understand that and realize that and get into peace. So here we go. How to get into peace. We'll do it right now for you. You do not need to meditate. Just do this exercise, and it takes 15, 20 seconds, and you're in peace. Here we go. This is source energy. The only way you can get to it is doing this process right here instantly. So let's command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head, which is the alien agenda, their communication to you, drop it down into your heart. And here we go. Command in your spirit, and I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards, like an elevator dropping down. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, now you're heart-centered. And we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. And do the mind-to-heart drop as often as you like if you wish to be in source energy and you wish to be in peace. Blessings. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, moderator.
Good night.